Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my dudes? PSA Podcast, PSA Hip Hop. Salutations to all. Y'all already know what it is, man. Please go on PSA Hip Hop, and we got the Old Red versus Briz Rothstein recap on there. Just threw up a 2004 Hip Hop Appreciation. I see a lot of people asking me, do we have to do appreciations over? No, I pretty much have all the appreciations on Stash. So the appreciations will be going back up there. Me and Sean, any appreciations that you see moving forward that's new to y'all, is nothing we're going to ever redo. So we have those on Stash. Let me get my brother right here, man. Watson, what's good, my dude?
Salutations.
How are you, bro?
I'm chilling. How you doing?
Let's get right to it, man. You know, man. NBA basketball, my G. Let's get the last night's game real quick. The Milwaukee Bucks, Boston Celtics, game 7 on the line to advance to play the Philadelphia 76ers, who's been chilling for a couple of days. And this is great for Embiid, man, for that guy to rest and Ben Simmons and those guys to rest. The Celtics pulled it out, man, without Kyrie Irving. Obviously, home court advantage. They were the number 2 seed in the Eastern Conference. But I think without Kyrie, no Gordon Hayward, we could say this is pretty much a good matchup. It's an even matchup. It can go either way. That's why I went to 7 games. Yesterday, Mr. Watson, you spoke about throughout the playoffs, you always talk to me about Trey, yo, 3. It's all about the best play on the court. I'm always going to give it to the best play on the court. Well, the best play on the court, obviously, is the Greek Freak. 42 minutes, 7 for 17, 22 points. Middleton did his thing. Even Bledsoe did his thing, man. Talk to me, man. The Celtics advancing to the second round.
The Greek Freak didn't take over this game and be great. It's that simple. The Greek Freak was not great in this game in game 7. When I say a great player has to take over and be great in the game 7, that's 100% accurate. It's 100% a fact, because we're going to talk about another game where a great player played great and made the difference. You see, this is where you take it to another level in terms of being a great player. 7 for 17 is unacceptable in the game 7 that you needed to win. The Celtics are, they might be the best coached team in the NBA as far as I'm concerned. There is just no way anyone can lose their top 2 players and be competitive and win a first round series. It just,
with young cats,
it defies logic. What a college team, as far as I'm concerned.
Tatum, Rozier, and Jaylen Brown didn't even play that much. He only had 16 minutes. He caught a hamstring issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So this is just a superb clinic and how to coach and get the best out of your players. I'm glad that Eric Bledsoe, now you know who Terry Rozier's name is. I guarantee you know who he is now.
That's a
Before,
fact.
Before, you didn't know who he is. You never heard of him. I guarantee you, you know who he is now. And don't know who he is.
That boy's nice.
Life.
And you're on. Martin, you and I have talked before about Rozier. Dog, as much as I love Kyrie Irving, and that's my favorite basketball player, you don't let that guy go, because can you really trust Kyrie being healthy all the time?
This,
you know what
way
I mean?
This way gets dicey. Do you want Terry Rozier to sacrifice what he's doing for himself? Teams are seeing that this guy can really play. Are you telling him to turn down a bag to just be a backup to Kyrie? He's
that
showing
happen,
you he's legitimate. He's showing you he's a legitimate starting point guard in the NBA. He's legitimate.
Yeah, 26-9. Yeah, I do like the 9 assists. You know, everybody hops on the 5 3-pointers that he hit yesterday, and obviously 10 for 16 from the field. But I really appreciate the 9 assists.
That's a very efficient game in a game 7. Terry Rozier is an NBA player, man. He's here. And Terry Rozier was showing this when Kyrie was playing. He was showing he was this good.
Yeah, he showed flashes. He showed us flashes, definitely.
But I don't know what Boston's going to do because they have a real, real good player on their hands behind an all-time great
Yo,
player.
Yo, you trade that cat before he leaves, though. If I don't know Danny Ainge, though, you trade that cat before he try to walk out the door. You know what I mean?
No, he will. He will, and he'll try to get value for him. And so, but, you know, let me say this. I see Boston giving Philadelphia everything Philadelphia wants.
Let's go. That's what I want to talk about. Let's talk about this because for the near future, this is going to be the Eastern Conference Finals as the years progress, I think. Maybe not this year, but it'll start. This will be the rivalry in the Eastern Conference for years to come.
I don't believe that because I believe Milwaukee.
I believe that strongly. Eastern Conference, Philly, and Boston. You're bugging.
I believe Boston's going to have something to say about it. And the best team is Toronto. Toronto's not going to not be the best team.
They don't care. They don't count to the everyday basketball fan. They don't count.
They do count.
Only you and 10 Summers care about that team, bro. That's it.
Well, we're going to be doing a lot of Raptors talk since they're going to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. We're going to be doing a lot of Raptors
talk. Let's keep it here, though. I do like Tatum. I like Ben Simmons. I like Embiid. I like Rose. I love this next round, man. I really do, bro.
This is going to be
I like it more than Utah and Houston.
This is going to be a very competitive next round. Even though Donovan Mitchell is better than everybody on Boston.
How did Donovan Mitchell get a talk conversation?
Because you just put in, you like this series better than Utah and Houston.
You don't.
So you brought that
you don't.
Series into it, right? You brought
you
that
don't.
Series into it. So since you brought that series into it, I'm saying, but the best player, most electric players are in the other series. So yeah, I want to see James Harden go against Donovan Mitchell.
Nah, I'd rather not. I'm looking forward to Philly and Boston. Obviously, Kyrie not playing, leave that extra oomph behind it. But it's going to be a better series than Utah and Houston. That's a fact.
I see how James Harden deals with this. What's the best rookie? Hands down, the best rookie in the NBA who's breaking Michael Jordan.
All right, so let's go here. Who do you like, Philly and Boston? That's what the people care about. They want to know who we rocking with.
What the people care about is mean you're talking NBA talk. So we're going to be talking about every series. So
Nigga, who you got in this series, man?
It's not a favoritism. We're talking about every series in NBA talk.
Dogs, who do you have in this series, Watson?
People not caring about who I pick.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
I'm picking Philly in seven.
Philly in seven. I got Philly in six.
I just have so much respect for the way Boston plays. Boston withstand the fact that the Greek Freak was the best player in this series, and they still beat them.
Al Horford, you about to get sunned by my dude Joel Embiid. Know that. I do like the Jason Tatum and Ben Simmons matchup. I think we'll see Tatum on him a lot. Marcus Smart, they'll put a lot of guys on Ben Simmons, you know what I'm saying? And one thing about Boston that I do appreciate is they're gritty. They'll dive on the floor for loose balls and all that. They're right there to get the, you know, steals and all that. Outlet passes out when they come out and shit. So, yeah, I'm going to go with
I thought Boston had a fantastic home court. I thought they were giving it to Eric Bledsoe. Bledsoe's garbage. I love that chant. I love that
it's going to be real Boston. It's going to be lit
Boston,
in Philly and Boston. It's going to be lit in both cities.
Boston seemed very knowledgeable about this series. They clearly understood what was going on. They were engaged. This wasn't, you know, if you go to L.A., the stars would show up just to be seen. These are legitimate basketball fans. Unlike New York City and L.A.,
oh boy,
I think Boston and Philly, these are actual NBA fans.
New York City, okay?
Not let me go to be seen so I can see where Woody Allen is sitting and where different celebrities sit. Real basketball fans. Not like the fake, superficial fans of New York City and L.A.
Watch your mouth.
I really like Boston and Philly because I think this is real basketball fans going against each other. So I really like that.
It's not fans. It's not playing, my nigga. Okay, Good call there. Next game, man.
Because this series, right? Because Boston and Philly have a historic rivalry from the days of Dr.
From Larry
J,
Bird, Dr. J,
Bird.
We know, sir. Right.
Well, 90% of the people listening to this show don't know that. You can't go back to the 80s with nothing. So I don't know what you're talking about. Because if you're born in the 80s, that means you're only 30 something. Okay? LeBron James was born in 84.
Sir.
He has no idea about the Philadelphia versus Boston rivalry of the early 80s. Okay?
All right,
so
man. Next game, man. New Orleans Pelicans, man. Golden State Warriors, man. Let's talk that, man. This is your man.
What's to talk about?
You told me yesterday. You told me,
I'm
giving you props. Relax. I'm setting you up, nigga. Relax. I asked you yesterday on the show who is the best player on the court. You without a shadow of a doubt, it didn't take you 3 seconds to even answer that question. You were like, Kevin Durant. And you're absolutely right. Kevin Durant was the best player on the court. But here's the thing, though, Watson. You've been trashing my guy for the whole season. I've said show after show, basketball segment after basketball segment, phone conversation off air. You don't rock with Draymond Green. Yo, that man put a hell of a performance on yesterday. Triple-double, 16 points, 15 boards, 11 assists, and played hella great defense on Anthony Davis. You better put some respect on Draymond Green, nigga, and my man Playoff Clay, nigga. Playoff Clay. Do you want to know what Playoff Clay did yesterday, sir? Huh? 27 of them things, boy. Talk to me.
Golden State at 5, like I said, the best player in the series is KD. That's it, and they can beat these guys without Steph Curry.
Yes, it is. But are we just being prisoner of the moment because of off one game? I mean, not you per se. Not you per se, because you picked them in 5. So not you, but
here's why there's no prisoner of the moment. Everything great about Jrue Holiday's defensive ability is zero and means nothing. Every time he was on Kevin Durant just pulled up in his face and shot his own shot. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Where against Dame Lillard, he was D-ing him, he was trapping him, he was doing all this kind of stuff. There's no defense for Kevin Durant. You can't put one guy on him. You can't put a bigger guy on him. You can't put a shorter guy on him. So it's a completely different animal when you deal with KD, because like I told you since the beginning of the season, KD is different. There's no defense that can stop him. Only he can stop himself. And when he gets miraculous help, when he gets unplanned, unforeseen help by Draymond Green and Klay Thompson, they can easily win.
Let me ask you a question.
I do not expect Draymond Green to have another game like this again. I do not expect Draymond Green to have
You're bugging. You're bugging. You're bugging. Well, let me ask you a question.
The best
do you
game
think the Pelicans,
had in the playoff. This was the best
do you think
game
the Pelicans,
Draymond Green had in the playoff.
Do you think the Pelicans and my Jadakiss voice, they just happy to be here?
No, they're not just happy to be here. They're in a game. They want to win a game. But they're going to win a game.
Ass kick, my nigga. This is not competitive basketball at all,
so
B.
What? So it doesn't have to be competitive basketball. So what?
They'll
win
so
a
what?
Game. So what?
They'll
win a game.
So, nigga, you want to watch competitive basketball? What the hell are you talking about? It's Saturday night. You want to watch competitive playoff basketball? Stop trying to be fucking cute, boy.
LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers lost by 34 points on Friday, and then they won today. So a blowout don't mean shit. It don't mean shit.
You talk about LeBron James. That's a different monster.
Don't mean
that's a playoff. That's a guy who's been in the playoffs since he touched turf on the NBA soil, nigga.
My point is,
what the hell you
a
talking about?
Don't mean nothing. It's just one game. It don't mean shit. So the next game, they'll be more competitive, and they'll still lose. To KD, they'll still lose.
I was not impressed with Anthony Davis at all yesterday. I'm going to keep it tall. And I got to say, man, Boogie, they really need Boogie in a series like this. Against Portland is different. In a series like this, you're going to need a dude like Boogie Cousins. And I'm wondering now if Steve Kerr is sitting there in the cut thinking to himself, yeah, maybe I shouldn't even play Steph for game 2. You think Kerr's having them thoughts?
No, I don't. I think if Steph Curry's ready to play and he has the clearance from the doctors, they put him in. They are a better team with Steph Curry.
That's what it is. You said in five, and I guess, you know, so far, you know, that was an ass whooping. Yes, that was not competitive basketball, man, at all. And today, sir, game seven, the Indiana Pacers and the Cleveland LeBron Cavaliers, man. Love this game a lot, man. 105-101. LeBron advances to the semifinals. 13-0 in the first round. This man has never lost the first round playoff basketball game ever in his NBA career. And I got to say, man, this was a good basketball game. Obviously, if you look at the numbers, Kevin Love showed out in the third quarter. Kevin Love played a hell of a game in that third quarter. I give him his props. But LeBron James, 43 minutes, 45 points, 9 boards, 7 assists, man. Talk to me, man. LBJ.
This is LeBron's third 40-point game in the first round. LeBron James is really having to expend a lot of energy for this team. They went 7 games. I'll be surprised. Let me just say this. LeBron James, you're going to lose in the second round, and I'll be surprised if y'all make it.
No, he's not. No, he's not. No, he's not. No, he's not. First of all, we also got to give props to Tristan Kardashian. That boy, wow, a Tristan Kardashian sighting, Watson. Hell of a game for Tristan, man. 15 points, 10 boards, 5 for 6. Yo, Tristan Thompson, yo, it really, even though LeBron would get the props for the 45, rocking the 45, but Tristan played ball today, my G. He really did.
The bar is so low to NBA players to get a double-double today. That is embarrassing. There was a time if you averaged a double-double, you wouldn't even be looked at. You know, Michael Cage used to get double-doubles all the time. Charles Oakley used to get double-doubles all the time. That didn't make them all-stars. So here you are, 15 points, 10 rebounds, and you were saluting that like this man had a...
Yeah, I'm saluting Tristan Thompson, who's not had his mind on basketball the whole goddamn season, my nigga. Yes, I'm going to salute Tristan Thompson, who has not played a lick of basketball, really, in this series. He has not been effective, Watson. He was effective today in a crucial game to advance against the baby dinosaurs, my nigga. What are you talking about?
So,
got to give it up to Tristan.
Here's the sad tragedy of the NBA.
Oh,
LeBron
tragedy.
Is losing the second round against the Raptors.
Why? Because you – wait a minute. Oh, you know what? I said this yesterday. You was not having that talk prior, though. Remember, I wish that show was still up where I almost want to send you Kleenex to Brooklyn. FedEx you some goddamn tissue to Brooklyn for your ass. Oh, three, man. I don't know, man. Dog, I don't know about these Raptors, man. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. LeBron James, the baby dinosaurs are scared of this nigga, my nigga. They are scared of this boy. You heard me? Scared of him, nigga. LeBron is sick. LeBron is sick.
Do you believe that this series is going to be easier for them than the Indiana series?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Believe Oladipo is better than Durant.
On a mental aspect of it, because these niggas, they worship LeBron. Let's keep it real.
Let me go on record. The Raptors in 5 games. The
Get
Raptors
the fuck
in 5
out of here, man. You sound dumb as hell, man. Trying to bond like a sucker, man.
The Raptors in 5 games. And you pick them in six. You pick them in 6. So, and I'm saying Raptors will win 5 games. This Cleveland Cavalier team sucks. It's a bad team. They should not have won this first round game. It is a bad team. LeBron James has to play like Superman and Hercules for every single victory. Anytime he even plays a regular game, they're not even competitive. He has to literally give you these 40-point Superman games to win. That's not going to work.
I'm glad Tristan played good basketball because they're going to need that against Serge Ibaka and Valavucic's white cat on the Raptors and shit.
Work.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not going to work against the Raptors. Because the bench mob, the number one scoring bench in the NBA, man. The bench.
Facts.
No.
I don't want you giving props to Pete the bench. You don't care about bench. Let's not do that.
I don't.
Anybody
who
listens to us have heard you say you do not show respect to the bench. So get the fuck out of here with that.
I don't care about the bench except for one team, Toronto's bench. Bench means nothing to me.
Okay.
But when it comes to Toronto, you three Letterman clearly made me pay more attention because I wasn't. You kept talking about the bench. I was like, why you keep talking about the bench?
Because they got a bench.
I understand. Yes, I understand. You educated me and put me on to how good their bench is. Their bench is going to overwhelm Cleveland.
You need Jordan Clarkson to really play some ball. Kevin Love had a good game. Listen, LeBron gets 2 days off, so they back on it on Monday or Tuesday, I want to say. They play?
Raptors
I want to say Tuesday.
Raptors are five.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
You know how Eric Bledsoe said, who's Terry Rozier?
Mm-hmm.
You say his name, and you're going to get sick of saying his name. His name is DeMar DeRozan, a.k.a. DeMar DeChosen. And you'll know his name.
Did you just make that up? Hold on. Did you just make that up or not?
No, I didn't. Why don't you go to your Twitter and see, okay? DeMar
DeChosen. I follow nobody on the Raptors on Twitter, my nigga. I would never follow nobody on the Toronto Raptors for basketball.
Eric Bledsoe learned who Terry Rozier was. Like Eric Bledsoe learned who Terry Rozier was. Three Letterman will learn DeMar DeRozan's name.
So I don't know. I don't know who DeRozan is then.
He
I watch basketball,
matter.
So I don't know who the fuck DeRozan is. Okay.
You know who don't, but you'll know who he is.
We talked about them all year, though, right? Okay.
You'll know who he is after this series. Trust me on that. The Raptors in five.
Why would you say five? I'm just curious to know. Why would you say that?
Because Cleveland showed me against Indiana that LeBron has to score 40. And do everything just for the game to be competitive. LeBron scored 40 and change in Game 7, and this game was still a competitive game. The last time he scored 40 or something again, it was the games where he had these great games that are still competitive. The Raptors are a better team than Indiana Pacers. I know you don't believe that. I know you believe that the 6th seed Indiana Pacers.
No, I know. I didn't say that. I just did the matchups. Matchups-wise, Watson.
This is what I want to tell you about this series. The Raptors are indeed a better team than Indiana. The Raptors have a better player in DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan is better than Victor Oladipo. You may not agree with that because you were so impressed by Victor Oladipo. You're going to find out why DeRozan is better than Victor Oladipo, and you're going to learn why you're acting like
let me ask you a question though. Has the Raptors ever beat Cleveland in the playoffs? LeBron in the playoffs?
No.
Say it again. What happened? Say it again. What?
No,
what?
They've never beat.
What?
No, they have.
What?
No, they.
What?
They
Stone Cold Steve Austin voice. What? 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 The fuck out of here with the Raptors in five, man. Them niggas is shook at that nigga, bro. I don't know how could you even fix your mouth to say no crazy shit like that or whatever.
Raptors in five. Not impressed with this Cleveland team at all. At all. LeBron has to be Superman. 40-point triple-double just to win a game? Okay, LeBron.
So he'll be Superman again when he plays the Raptors. Mm-hmm.
LeBron, this is the road to the finals. You can't walk to the finals, LeBron. LeBron, if you can get past the Raptors, you have smooth sailing to the NBA Finals.
I don't understand. What are you talking about, son?
I don't believe in Philadelphia or Boston at all.
Well, obviously you won't believe in Boston because Kyrie and Gordon Hayward's not there. They're here now. You'd be singing a different tune. You know what I mean? Would you not?
If Boogie Cousins was playing now, I'd be singing a different tune. So I don't know what that hypothetical speaking means.
You have no respect, my dude. You have no respect at all, man. It is what it is, man. Five. And obviously the last
Raptors
game.
Five. Now,
When you watch these games and you watch courtside and you see T-Dot, you see the six guard courtside.
Who, Drake, who used to be the same Drake that used to be a Miami Heat fan, and then he used to be all the Miami Heat games, cheering LeBron, Bosh and Wade in 2010, and he's a Raptors fan. You mean that Drake? Oh, you mean the Drake?
Yeah.
That, you mean the Drake that's about to drop another R&B album, the Light Skin Key Sweat? That Drake? That Drake.
10 Summers vs. the Bottles. This is going to be a great 5-week series, and I love it. And now
here's
the thing. You're a big Chris Paul guy. You're a big anti-James Harden guy. But I'm going to say this.
I'm not anti-James Harden. What are you talking about?
I'm going to say this. James Harden is not going to get dominated the way Westbrook was outplayed.
Of course not.
He's not. His game is different. He's efficient. He will go to the line all game long. And Chris Paul is smart. He's a floor general. I am not the biggest Paul Chris fan. I'm not the biggest.
Well, I don't know why. Why would you call him Paul Chris? Why do you do that? Why do you do that, though? I don't understand that.
I'm not the biggest Paul Chris fan.
Nah, that's not cool, my nigga. I think I put some respect on CP3's name. That's mad disrespectful, OB.
But I will say this. I will respect the fact that he's way better than Rubio. Way, way better than Rubio.
That's saying much, though. Yo, my nigga, you be saying shit like you gave us groundbreaking news type shit to me and the Common Boys. What's wrong with you?
What is going to be so fun and so interesting while this series is because I love stars. I love seeing great players.
Right.
Donovan Mitchell is the hands down rookie of the year. And everybody sees it and everybody knows it, but they can't do anything about it because the fake news media already voted for rookie of the year, and they gave it to Ben. I have no J. Simmons, but as you can see,
he doesn't need to have a J right now, my nigga. He's a, you know what I'm saying?
Well, Donovan Mitchell got a J, so very, very hyped to.
But
see
Donovan Mitchell about to go home. He about to go. He about to go fishing real soon, my G. Early vacation. This series going to 5 or 6, if that. You'd be lucky to go to 5.
If
it could be a sweep.
Wait, come on. If that, you don't have the courage to say Houston's going to sweep them. See? You won't say that.
I'll give 5. Because
okay.
when it goes to Utah, Utah's, when they play at the crib, for the Utah fans, it's a little different. You know what I mean?
I got Utah 6.
And
I have Houston in 6.
This is an ass open, my nigga. 103-85 right now, 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. This is disgusting.
Wait, what's disgusting?
Houston 103-85 right now with 4 minutes left. James Harden 41 points, 12 for 25 from the field.
I told you and I told everybody else, James Harden is not going to go out like Russell Westbrook. He's just not.
Oh, thanks for giving us enough information that you told everybody. Thanks.
James Harden is
this nigga
sweaty
drop breaking news, bro. I tell you.
James Harden, here's the breaking news. James Harden is the MVP, and you and Nick Wright and everybody else. And look, and Allen Iverson wanted to give it to LeBron. Allen Iverson, you're so
I respect James Harden getting it. I respect Harden getting it.
You stood up there and said, LeBron should be MVP. Because Stephen A. Smith talked him into it. Allen Iverson, you sound like somebody who I'm not going to –
put some respect on AI's name, my nigga. Hey, watch your mouth about AI, boy.
Iverson,
Bubba Chuck, nigga. Bubba fucking Chuck.
I can see why you're not an analyst on any NBA show. I can see why.
Really? What makes you think he wants to be an analyst, though? Does he want to be an analyst, though? How do you know that? You're acting like he knocked on his door and shit.
The bag.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
A free bag.
Okay.
It's
the
a
bag.
Free bag.
Yeah, okay. The bag.
You think if Allen Iverson wanted to be an analyst, nobody would pick him up? He'd pick up any ex-NBA player to be an analyst. Anyone.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
You think rather have Eddie House than Allen Iverson?
Of course they'd rather have Allen Iverson.
Of course.
How do you know they haven't reached out to him, though? How do you know they reached out to him, though, fam?
It's hard when
How do you know? You're going on speculation. You speculating, man. Stop speculating, boy.
Put it this way. Tell me how much you appreciate what James Harden is doing right now, why you respect it so much.
I'm not the biggest James Harden fan, though, bro. I respect what he does. 41.7 boards, 7 assists. You got to respect that. You know?
MVP type stuff, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. MVP. Mm-hmm. MVP. What is Paul Chris doing?
Shout out to him.
What is Paul Chris doing? What is Paul Chris doing?
My nigga, don't do that, man. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't do what? Don't do what?
I don't know how y'all. Nah, Chris Paul is that nigga, boy. But act like he fucking know.
Really?
Chris Paul got 17 points. 17 points, 6 assists, nigga. What the fuck you talking about, boy?
Is he the best player on this team?
The numbers don't lie, nigga. The numbers don't lie. I'm looking at this shit right now. Huh?
Is he
going to be the best player? Come on, what kind of. You be asking retarded. What kind of question is that, bro?
Because I want to know what you think.
Why would I say Chris Paul is a better player than James Harden right now in this climate of the NBA?
James
Harden is a franchise.
Oh, okay. All right. But that's not what you believe. You believe Chris Paul's better than them.
I never said that. I was like Chris Paul's game more than James Harden. That's what I'd like.
Better, but James Harden is better, right?
So, man, all right, man. That's an NBA talk,
that's
man. You know what I'm saying?
That's
an NBA talk right there. That's what it is, man.
Stunned him into silence.
Yeah, okay. Let's go here, man. All right, URL, man. You and I talked about it before, sir. They're taking their talents on the road like LeBron did when he went to South Beach. And they have two battles that's going to be on the July 8th card. URL going back to Los Angeles, California, West. We'll talk about two battles that they have on this particular card, sir. The first battle that was announced last week or earlier this week, I should say, is an individual that we just did a recap of one of his particular battles with O-Red. And one guy who just coming off a loss, in my opinion, if you didn't get the pay-per-view, Rum Nitty lost to John John. There's a large percentage of people that feel that way. I actually did a show that night after Smack Volume 2, and the general consensus was that John John beat Rum Nitty. Some people feel O-Red beat Briz. Even though I see some people feeling Briz won, but there's a large contention of people that feel someone won the battle. So now we got in Cali, Briz Rothstein versus Rum Nitty. Initiation announcement, sir. Talk to me.
So this is something I believe you're so happy. If you were someone who booked battles, this is a battle you would have booked. This is a battle for three Lettermen. Briz Rothstein versus Rum Nitty.
What does that mean?
This is what you want to see. This is a battle you want to see. This is a
personal I like this. This is my kind of cup of tea. This is my cup of tea. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm highlighting that. This is your kind of battle. Now, because it's on the West, you got to get Rum Nitty. Even though he's not from Cali, he's from AZ. And I'm not talking about
Phoenix.
I'm talking about AZ in Arizona. Okay.
The home of Devin Booker.
Not for long, based on the way he acting.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So, Nitty on this card, great West Coast guy. Briz Rothstein, one of my favorites, even though he lost to O-Red. Reading in the comments, though, a lot of people said Briz won this, which is
interesting. Yeah.
Shows you how
much
people don't O-Red. We can't even say he came off a loss because a lot of people think he won. So let's just say
I think more people felt O-Red won, but there's people out there that felt Briz won, though. A lot of people.
Well, I thought Briz was real good in that last battle. Briz Rothstein versus Rum Nitty. I like Briz Rothstein better than Rum Nitty. Let me just put my cards on the table. I think Rum Nitty can beat. Last time Rum Nitty was in the West Coast, what he did to pass? Could you tell us? What did he do to pass last time? West Coast. What he did.
What
did he a legend of the West Coast. Okay.
Well, he also battled Chess. He had a goodie against Chess also on Traffic.
Yes. So I also.
Niggas don't talk about that battle a lot. Rum Nitty versus Chess was fire.
Rum Nitty versus Chess to me is my all time favorite chess battle. That's my favorite chess battle. Rum Nitty versus Chess.
He also beat DNA also.
Who, Rum Nitty?
Yeah. Yeah, like 3-0 on Traffic.
Did he beat O-Red when he battled O-Red on King of the Dot?
Did Rum Nitty beat O-Rain when he battled King of the Dot? Huh? Did he beat him?
Go ahead, man. What is it? What is your point? What's your point? That was three years ago. That was a young. That battle wasn't even all that great to me. That battle wasn't even all that great to me. Number one. Let's be clear. That battle was like 3 years ago. It was like, you know, it was a young Rum Nitty. He was wet behind the ears. That was 2014, my G.
So 3 years ago in battle rap.
And O-Rain choked in the second round. What are you talking about? Well, he did. He still won that round though.
And still beat him, right? Yeah, so you agree? Did O-Rain beat Rum Nitty? Yes or no?
What does that mean, though, Watson? I don't understand. What does that mean, though? Yes, O-Rain beating Rum Nitty, sir. Yeah, yes, man. Yes, man. I did.
I know you did. And you had to acknowledge it and say it. Humble yourself, brother. Spit them facts.
That's not the same. Man. That's not the same as Rum Nitty, though. And some people feel that's a debatable battle also. Let me throw it out there.
Okay, all right. Put all the caveats over and you're qualified. Now, for this battle, I got Briz Royston winning because I just think Briz Royston is better than Rum Nitty. What?
Not lyrically, though.
Lyrically?
You think Briz is lyrically better? Then, yes. Then the gun line king.
Nitty's coming off a loss,
my dude. So you know what I mean.
So what? He's gonna be more focused.
He's coming off a loss, and I doubt he's gonna have two L's.
So I doubt Watson's gonna have two L's
next to his name. His name is not LL Cool J. He's not going to have two L's next to his name.
So let me ask you a question. Have battle rappers ever lost back-to-back battles, or that's never happened before? Because you're acting
definitely,
like
all the time, a lot of times, of course, throughout history.
It can happen again. I got Briz Royston 2-1.
I like Briz energy a lot, though, man. This is a pick'em, isn't it, though? Like, I don't think anybody's going to be surprised if Briz wins, and I don't think anyone's going to be surprised if Rum Nitty wins. It's like even. It's like when you go on, you know, you go to Vegas, and you check the shit. It's like, it's even. I don't think Rum Nitty, he's going to be on the West Coast, so he's going to have, that holds no weight to me at all. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, my G. I'm going to go Nitty, man. I'm going to go Nitty 2-1 in a close battle, in a very debatable battle. I hope this battle lives up to the standards. I hope this battle is fire. This battle on paper is fire. You know what I'm saying? And we should see on this one, man. Another battle that was just announced, brother, about an hour ago, man. This threw me off right here. I was not expecting this. But another West Coast cat who actually is from Cali, the Bar God, a guy that you rock with heavy, a guy that you've also said, you know that he's very East Coast influenced. Yes, Danny Watson has said that about you. Against New Jersey Twerk. Danny Myers against New Jersey Twerk. I'm seeing right now the battle rap community is getting that New Jersey Twerk hard body because there's videos floating around. I even had some niggas sending me that video saying that Twerk is recycling bars or stealing bars from other people. I saw it. It's like, ugh. You know, I don't know what to think about that, Twerk. I got to do more investigation.
What do you mean you don't know what to think about that? What do you mean you don't know what to think about that?
I have to do more investigation. That's what I'm saying. I have to do a thorough investigation, my G.
Are they sending you videos of Danny Myers stealing other people's bars?
Is it stealing or is it coincidence? There's a big difference. Let's go there first because I haven't done a full PSA hip hop investigation. I have not got my Dick Tracy on, my dude. I have not got my Barney Miller on. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the fans of the show are doing their due diligence and they're sending the stuff to you.
Do you like this battle, Danny Myers versus Twerk?
I love this
two
battle.
Aggressive dudes. They'll be in each other's face. And
I love this battle because it is a clash of generations. Old head, old school influence, Danny Myers, 100% influenced by New York. New York lyricism, New York battle rap. Danny Myers tells you this himself. I moved to New York to battle people. That's his story. That's not mine.
That's a fact.
I moved to New York. So when
That's
he
a battle
wanted,
rap fact.
First, what he wanted to get out of the culture of hip hop and lyricism, it took him to New York City. That's his words, not mine. Now, Danny Myers is a veteran. Twerk represents the new school, new generation of battle rappers.
Which you don't
now,
like. Which you, do you want to tell the common boys that you don't appreciate and you don't like?
Well,
let's keep
because,
it real, Watson. You don't appreciate the young
good.
Boys at all. You just don't. You don't.
Because it's not good. It's not good. It's not good. He lost to Brooklyn, two Brooklyn dudes from my borough. We look at that like Mr. Wavy beat him. Cortez beat him. And now you're about to battle somebody who's a vet. Influenced by New York lyricism, he's going to bar guide you out. This is class three.
What is bar guide you out? What are you talking? What is bar guide you out, my nigga? Come on. What does that mean? You're not going to talk about choice class battle verb, a very dope battle?
This is a clear 3-0, Danny Myers.
It's not a clear 3-0. No, I wouldn't do that because you know
why?
We got to keep it tall. Danny Myers, URL battles? I don't know if the battle rap community appreciates them or they're not talked about more than other battles he has. The Rum Nitties of the world, like those battles.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing. Danny Myers' battle against Shine, they have not put it up yet. They have not put
That's
it
a fact.
That was the URL
because
battle.
Because you get the pay-per-view. You get the pay-per-view.
Wait till we review that battle when they decide to put it
what
up.
What does that got to do anything, though? What does that mean, though?
Oh, well, that's a URL battle. And I'm going to tell you how he did on that URL battle.
Okay, his battle with Glueezy, that was debatable. Some people felt Danny won. Some people felt Glue won that battle. I did have him beating T-Rex. That was on URL. But it's like the battles that people like from Danny Myers,
yo, Pete Dame,
I don't think they're URL based, though.
Yo, Pete Dame. Danny Myers.
Pete Dame won.
Danny Myers 3-0.
That's wild disrespectful, my dude. Like, that's what I'm trying to tell you. When Danny battled Chilla, that was a fire battle. That was on RBE. You feel me? When Danny Myers battled Charlie, that was on Black Ice Cartel. When Danny battled Gucci Gotti, that was on A-Hot Rap Battle.
I'm the wrong person to be having this conversation with. Maybe that's better for the fans. That's the fans.
What are you talking about? We're having a conversation. We're doing a show. What the hell are you talking about, boy?
I'm telling you, Danny Myers 3-0.
Dog, come on, man.
There ain't no come on, man.
3-0? You said the same thing about. You said. Nah. You said the same thing against Verb, and Verb's not 3-0 New Jersey Twerk at all. So I don't know what the hell you're talking about. My concern is this with Twerk, because Twerk, here's my concern with you in this battle. You said this on occasions that you go into battle sometimes not prepared or not enthused because of the individual you battle. And let's be real, old heads like myself, we appreciate Danny Myers, but the younger generation appreciates Twerk. I'm pretty sure if you ask the young boys, they're going to go with Twerk probably. You know what I'm saying? I'm just wondering right now, Twerk is definitely advantage Twerk on the energy aspect of it and the performance aspect of it. I'm going to give that to Twerk. And I'm worrying about if Danny's going to try to be too lyrical. When Twerk is going to be lyrical, but it's going to be other stuff mixed into the lyrical stuff. When he does Madness and all that, he knows how to control. I think he knows how to control the crowd better than Danny Myers, and even you have to admit that.
Danny Myers
okay.
has home court on the West Coast. Danny Myers
that has nothing to do with nothing. Home court advantage means nothing. That's so overrated in battle rap. That means nothing. That means something for in the room. To be honest, the West Coast cats, the West Coast crowd, they're better than the East Coast crowd because they're not biased. They'll let you rock out. So if you're saying some dope shit, wherever you're from, they're gonna give it up. They're going to give it up.
Okay.
But I think you're being very disrespectful by saying Danny Myers
Denny
Mize 3-0 in Jersey Twerk, even if you feel Mize is going to win the battle.
Denny Mize 3-0.
I don't think you're being objective, my dude.
Danny Mines 3-0.
That's what I'm saying. You don't really rock with the young cats because you just say that. You say that with no care in your heart, with no respect to the Jersey Twerk. Just have no respect for him, son. And that's very pitiful on your part.
When I said Wavy was going to beat him, was I objective then? Was I objective when I said Cortez was going to beat him? Like, give me a break. Give me a break.
But
Danny Mines 3-0.
When's the last time you watched a Twerk battle?
Whatever his last battle
exactly.
was,
exactly. You got to think about it. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. You pay no attention to him. You pay no attention to what the young boy is doing. And I'm going to say it again.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Like kidding
to make good back and forth. Stop it. Stop.
What are you talking about? You don't pay. Am I lying? You don't pay attention to him.
Stop it, Five. Come on, man.
You don't pay attention to Jersey Twerk. You don't
stop
pay attention
Flea.
To him, bro.
Stop it, Flea. Stop it, Slump. Stop it, Five.
You don't like Twerk. You don't like Chef Trez. You don't like Ryder. You don't like none of the other boys. You ride with the veterans till the wheels fall off.
But tell me, I don't like Chef Trez. I told you.
No, you
I
like Chef Trez.
Okay,
I say, no, I tell you that. My bad. Pardon himself. You do like Chef Trez. In fact, I think you like Chef Trez more than New Jersey Twerk. Am I right on that assumption?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that's not the. No, I don't think everyone would agree
like
with that.
Jerry,
saying
like Chef
Trez. Better
New Jersey Twerk. I like Jerry.
You
West
like Jerry West more than Twerk?
Yes. I like Geechee Gotti better than Twerk. I like Glue Easy.
I'm not mad at Geechee Gotti. I'm not mad at Geechee Gotti. I like Geechee Gotti too. I like Gotti more than Twerk. That's no shade to Twerk, but I like Geechee Gotti style more than Twerk. I agree with that.
I like
Glue Easy
better than Twerk. I like Glue Easy better than Twerk.
Well, damn, you might as well say Glue Easy is the best person in the Goonies then if you're saying that, right?
I'm telling you who I like better. You're saying what I like when I see them, this is the people
what
I like.
What do you have against Twerk, my nigga? Like, let's take it to the comment, boys.
It's preference.
What do you have against Twerk?
It's all about preference and battle rap. That's all it is.
Has he ever said a line that you like? Has he ever said a line that you appreciate? I'm just curious to know.
What you hear and what you see from him, I don't hear and I don't see it. It's a preference.
Right. Have you ever said a line that you can appreciate? You like lyricism. Hey, lyricist guy. Can I ask you a question? Have you ever appreciated a line from him? I just want to know.
No.
You've never appreciated a line from New Jersey? That the hate is real, y'all. The hate is real. Listen, I'm going to go. This is a tough one because I don't know. What Twerk I'm going to get, man? Is he going to forget his bars? Is he going to mess up and fumble the ball sometimes? Are you motivated to battle, dude? Because you're always talking about, I know you're going to get motivated for Verb, and that's no shade of Danny Myers. But, and then Twerk, you battle a lot too, my dude. I'm seeing a lot of battles. You have local battles with other dudes and this, that, and the third. And right now, you're like Tupac in a sense, all eyes on you because a lot of people talking about certain things about you in the battle rap community. You're almost catching the Av syndrome. The Av was catching a little bit, and I think it's worse than Av, to be honest. I'm going to go Twerk, man. I'm going to go Twerk 2-1 in a close battle. But I will not be surprised if Danny Myers try to take this man's heart out.
Why are you going Twerk? Why are you going Twerk?
Because I think it's just more than lyricism. I think Twerk has a more complete package over Danny Myers.
Listen, stop it, Five. Man.
Yo, what?
Stop.
We mean you. Mean stop it, Five. Yo,
stop
I'm
it,
not
five.
Yo. This ain't Ice Cube and Yo. Fuck you,
yo.
Mean yo.
Yo, stop it, Five.
Stop
talking
it, Five. What? What are you talking
about? You talking to a vet of battle rap history? Stop it.
I'm not disputing your battle rap vet. You've been to mad events from the early beginnings, my G. I would never disrespect you on that type of tip.
That's not
but
what
you
I'm
need
talking
to understand.
About.
This is not 2010. This is not 2010 when you go to Webster Hall and BB King's to watch Queen of the Ring battles and you have Summer Madness too. Those days, this is a different era. These new young boys, you got to give them a chance, my G.
I do give them a chance.
I don't understand
lose.
How you look at Twerk.
Never beat the vet.
I don't understand. I don't understand how the battle raps. I don't understand how the battle rappers. Hold on, my G. I don't understand how the battle rap veterans and niggas that you watched throughout the years, you've seen live in the building, the Calicos of the world, the Clips of the world, the old Reds that you like so much, the K-Rocks and these guys, and they all respect Twerk, but you don't, and they battle rap. So what they see in him that you don't see.
Do you, remember you when all the older heads in battle rap respected Dot? Remember after that Dot battle?
I hated that wave. I hated that wave.
Do you remember?
Oh, I hated that wave.
Let me explain to you about the battle rap community's wave. It's a dick riding wave. That's what it is.
I agree. No, I agree. No, no, no. You're not off on that. I can't sit here and say you're wrong. I agree with that to an extent. To an extent. I agree with that to an extent, Watson. To an extent. I never bought that Dot wave.
They tried to put Chess the face. URL tried to make Chess the face of the new generation of the young boys. And he truly was a young boy, right? And they put him in there with all the veterans. And he got his ass beat every single time. Because he was not ready. He was not better. These young boys, you know why they're not better? And this is real talk. Because they just...
Let's go.
They know what they... Why Danny Myers has the history of rap. Why guys like Clips, Danny Myers? Let me just say this. He's no Sue Surf. Sue Surf was a prodigy. I remember Surf at 19 years old. When you heard him rap, you like, shout to Ill the way I put the Matic to Ill. Shout to not say the way I put the Matic to Ill. I mean, that's amazing. Like, you could hear somebody who had it. You know what I'm saying? Turk don't got that. That's not in him, kind of living.
What do you mean that's not? What do you mean that's not in him? He's getting big names and holding it down. On the Cortez battle, he didn't do good in. He did pretty good against Verbis, but it's debatable. His third round against Verb was the best round of Smack Volume 2, my nigga. It was the best round in Smack Volume 2.
Let me be the judge of that. Only I can judge that. Only God can judge me and my Pac voice.
Pac, that's what we're doing now, Pac, really?
Only God can judge me. Nobody can tell me what's the best round.
It was the best round of Smack Volume 2. That was a general consensus, Watson. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, my G. It was a general consensus that Twerk had the best round of Smack Volume 2.
Danny Myers 3-0.
I think that I don't get that. And that's no disrespect to Danny. Now, would it shock me if Danny beats New Jersey Twerk? No. No, no, it would not. Not at all. It just wouldn't. It wouldn't at all. I think sometimes Danny writes too. How can I put this? Danny writes. This, I'm not talking about his writing, but the nigga bars is out of this world, man. I was on that Danny Myers way before a lot of niggas. Let me be clear on that, too. I was on that Danny Myers way early. I seen something that Danny Myers. The first time I seen that nigga, I seen something in that boy. So nobody gonna tell me nothing about Danny Myers. You know what I'm saying? I respect Danny Myers as a hip hop nigga. I think Danny Myers, out of the average battle rapper, he loves hip hop. He loves taking time to write bars to niggas. Like, he takes that to heart. In fact, I'll take it here. He loves battle rap more than his opponent. The majority of his opponents that he battles. He takes this shit really serious. Danny Myers doesn't choke at all. You've never seen Danny Myers choke. But I just think Twerk is going to give him a little. I think I got Twerk, man. That's no shade of Danny.
A little more lyrical? Was that what you were getting ready to say? Because he's not. Will you disagree to this? Just take, in terms of this lyricism, Danny Myers won the lyrical battle already. The lyrical battle.
Not by far, though. Not by far, and I guarantee you, if you ask Danny Myers if he respects Twerk's pen game, my nigga, he's going to tell you yes. I guarantee you that, bro. I guarantee that, my nigga.
Why do you think Danny Myers is so eager to battle Twerk? Why do you think he's happy for this?
He want to stop that wave. He want to be the one to shut that shit down. That's what it is.
Do you think he's confident that he can do it? Do you think he believes in himself that he can do it?
I think Danny Myers goes into every battle feeling he can win, my nigga. That's one nigga. His confidence level. He has confidence in his pen.
You think when Danny Myers battled Young Cannon and he battles Twerk, in his mind, he thinks Twerk is a more of a challenge lyrically than Young Cannon?
Right now, yes.
No, not right now.
Right now, yes. Yes.
I'm talking about right now.
I'm watching a Twerk battle before watching a YK battle, my nigga. That's no disrespect to YK.
Let me just say this. When he went into battling Young Cannon, his classic battle against Young Cannon,
okay, let me just say this, man. You got your pom-poms out, your Dallas Cowboy cheerleader for Torque.
There we go, Dallas Cowboy.
Danny Myers 3-0. Oh, and there's nothing else for me to say. Danny Myers, clear 3-0.
So if you're saying that, Watson, basically you're saying if Torque beats Danny Myers, that's an upset in your eyes, basically.
It would shock me.
I just think Torque, you're just downplaying Torque's lyrical ability. That boy says a lot of shit that
you bugging.
I don't know how niggas catch in the room, you know, on the camera, and I'm listening to the bars and even recaps that I've done throughout his career. I'm like sitting there like, damn, how this nigga put that shit together? You know what I'm saying? He's very witty, man. He's a witty dude. Now, the stolen bars aspect of it, Danny Myers is going to – he's going to craft that well, I believe. I believe Danny Myers is going to – he obviously can't go three rounds of court. And that's the thing with Danny. I'm wondering about if he's going to go three rounds. He was talking about him, about Twerk biting people's bars. Because after that's repetitive. And that's what I'm worrying about.
Okay.
I'm not, but I am.
All right.
That's what it is, man. Take us home, my G.
PSA Hip Hop, the home of the NBA MVP, James Harden. Hip Hop, the home of the Sixth God, the home of the T Dot, the home of Cardinal Official. You know who that's? Dre knows who he is. Dre knows
he's
who he
Jamaican,
is.
Right?
Dre knows
he was popular before Drake. Let's be clear on that. He was popular before Drake.
Dre
let's be clear on that.
And Dre knows where he's from, and he knows the reason why
he's Jamaican.
He brought up Cardinal Official is because he's T Dot. He's an original Sixth God, and the Sixth is going to beat LeBron in 5 games. PSA.
Yo.
That's
ridiculous. In 5 games, my nigga, really, bro? You still running with that? That's crazy, man. PSA Hip Hop, you know what it is, man. It's me and your boy Watson, man. Fuck with your boys, man. We out of here, man.